People are coming into the Glory Hole, downtown Geno's homeless shelter and soup kitchen. It's lunchtime, and there's already a short line for rice and chow mein. Rodney Jackson tells me he's been homeless for the last 15 years. He says he'd gather things to cover up and find sheltered areas to stay warm and out of the wind. He says he wonders what kept him alive.
It was scary. Sometimes I cry myself to sleep. Yeah.
If it's that cold, though, can you really get to sleep? I mean, is it hard getting to sleep when it's that cold?
Yes. Sometimes I wouldn't even sleep.
Jackson says he would sometimes drink heavily so he could fall asleep in the cold. Another lunch visitor, Jerry, who did not want us to use his last name, talks about the unique challenges of sleeping outside in Juneau.
The wind blew our sleeping bag across the street. All the way across the street. My girlfriend got mad at me and she quit hugging the blankets. I said, our blankets are across the street.
Jerry laughs about it, but Brad Perkins from the St. Vincent de Paul Society of Juneau says it can be tough for those living on the street, especially during extreme winter conditions.
It leads to a form of PTSD. Already all of our clients, you know, have challenges in life, and being homeless is a huge challenge. But when the weather gets like this, it adds an extra burden on them. It makes doing the simple things even almost impossible.
According to the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, there were 220 homeless in Juneau last year. Over 80 of those were considered to be chronically homeless, or those who cannot find a permanent place to stay or have been repeatedly homeless. Jackson and Jerry cannot stay overnight at the Glory Hole right now. Only 36 people can stay there, and only for 30 days at a time. They'll have to go to the emergency warming shelter operated by St. Vincent de Paul in the Mendenhall Valley.
The Glory Hall is a nicer place to stay, and if you can stay there, you should go stay there. But we're the last resort and low barrier, and we'll take anybody.
The shelter started with cots for 28 people, but 44 slept there January 6th, the most ever, just as temperatures started diving this month.
That's a lot of people. We had some people sleeping, sitting up, and things like that.
So Perkins says they're knocking down some walls so they can expand the shelter space and take in more people.
So we're doing everything we can because the weather's pretty nasty outside.
Perkins says a shuttle bus loops through town every evening to pick up residents. They also serve up a bedtime snack and a volunteer cook's breakfast before everyone leaves at 7 a.m. Jackson says the warming shelter's cots may not be quite as comfortable as the Glory Hall's bunk beds, but
it sure beats sleeping outside in the cold.
Jerry, who lost his sleeping bag to the wind, likes the warming shelter, although it might be a little noisy for light sleepers.
Just the issues with, you know, people snoring or talking in their sleep. Yeah. Other than that, everything's good. I like the staff out there. You know, they're fun.
Though Jerry says it's tough to wait until the 11 p.m. check-in time, especially if it gets real cold and windy in the afternoon and evening. Cold air from Canada is responsible for this month's cold snap and windy conditions in Juneau. Temperatures are expected to remain between 0 and 20 degrees, at least through this weekend. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.